Mapleton Wellness Center. Every first and second Saturday of the month, they will discuss topics that will affect your health and wellness. Call in with your questions and concerns to Medically Speaking. Medically Speaking is not a substitute for going to your own doctor. And now, here's Medically Speaking on AM 1310, The Light.
Good morning and welcome to Medically Speaking on AM 1310, The Light, sponsored by the Marion County Health Department. I am your host, Dr. Lauren Harden, chiropractor and owner of Body Mechanics Health and Wellness, and an associate of Dr. Kenneth Ackles, chiropractic physician, located at 3266 North Meridian, Suite 508. You can give us a call there at 317-926-4623. Good morning, everybody. It is brisk this morning. Oh, it's a little chilly, but hopefully you're staying warm. Hopefully you're still in bed, but that you got your radios on and that you need to listen and to for some knowledge this morning, right? So this morning, we want to welcome you. Today's topic falls under nutritional health and wellness. We brought Dr. Santizi back this week.
Thank you
Good
for
morning,
having me
Doc.
Today.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Yes, we are so excited to have you. You know, as always, I talk about how the hour is just never enough time to get into really anything. When it comes to functional medicine, it's so deep that we just had to, you know, run it back this week.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
So welcome, welcome. We are going to give you guys some more great health information. We're going to make sure that you have the means to get in contact with Dr. Santizi today via his website, his phone number. We're going to make sure you have all that. So go ahead and give us a call with your questions at 317-239-1310. 317-239-1310. So good morning, Doc. I don't even know if we should just pick up from where we were last time or just, we probably should. One of the things I remember from us talking last week was we were going to get into BMI.
Sure, yes.
We met this week and we talked even a little bit more about that.
Sure.
So I feel like let's go ahead and just jump right in. So let's talk about BMI. What is BMI? Body mass
index,
right? Yes. And this is a chart that indicates whether you are overweight, underweight, obese, or normal.
Yes. BMI is one way to tell whether you are normal mm-hmm. or overweight. It's a great marker, but no one measurement fit everyone.
Yes.
Why? Because we are bio-individual, we have our own DNA, the way how we do metabolism, everybody different than the other person. I like the BMI idea, but sometimes you see an athlete or a person that they are so healthy, but they are high in BMI.
Yes.
And this is why it's always, I like the test, and then this test should be for the person that he is or she is suffering from weight loss.
Yes.
What I like is actually BMR.
Okay, BMR.
BMR, it's the best marker, better than BMI.
So BMR stands for basal metabolic rate.
Rate.
And that can be defined as the rate that your body uses the energy that you put in it. Energy is synonymous here with food.
Yes, it's MC squared.
Yes.
Yes, and then it's in math, in physics, in anywhere. And it has a very long formula. But the way how I work with this equation, I always add zero to the weight.
Okay.
If your weight, say, 150 pounds, mm-hmm. I will add zero. It means your metabolic calories should be daily 1,500 calories.
Okay.
And then, again, the calories, they are not count equal.
Mm-hmm.
If I got a serving of franchise, for example, it's a small amount but has about 400 calories.
Okay.
If you eat 3 pounds of vegetables, a huge amount of vegetables, it's still 250
Yes.
Calories. So they are not equal.
No bodies are equal. Physiology is not equal. And calories are not equal. And so you definitely have to consider that when you're planning your nutritional habits. And it is a good habit to know around about how many calories you put in your body every day.
Sure. We count those calories. We want those calories to not exceed the highest that the person has as far BMR, body, basal metabolic, basic metabolic rate.
Yes.
Which, if the person 180, that means we keep them on 1800 calories a day, and then we'll give them a lot of food to meat, that's 1800.
Mm-hmm.
If they eat 3 sandwiches a day, they already got their 18, still hungry, no nutrition, and this is what the problems start. Their metabolic shut off because it's the body, it's starving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when your body is starving, that means you are in a state of killing your metabolic syndrome.
Right.
So we keep them eating every 3 days to 2.5 or 3 hours. Every 3 hours, you need to have a small portion to keep the metabolism going, and then the body lose weight in this case. This is what we say, eat more and lose the weight you desire.
Yes. Okay. So that is an option. And a lot of people practice that. I think that a lot of older people practice that without even really knowing what they're doing. Because, you know, a lot of older people tend to eat smaller meals. And I know, I remember I used to have an uncle that he would fix his meals on the saucer plates, like his, and it would just look. Now it would look funny because at the time, like, you got this little plate with all this food on it, and you're thinking, why not get a bigger plate? But then you look at somebody else's plate in the room, and it's just as full. But we don't say anything, you know.
Sure.
It's just as full, and even a bigger plate. So it's not even proportional as far as the calories that you intake when you are piling on food, you know, or not even considering. So
the quality of food also play a crucial role in a diet. If we eat, when we eat processed food, the food does not recognize by our body. Food, it's a language. When we eat it, has a communication with our body, what does needs. If I have deficiency in certain minerals or certain nutrition, our body nurtures itself from that food. But if we eat processed food, we don't know what we eat really.
Yes.
You know, the food it's processed has a lot of chemical preservatives. If you are not focusing on sustainable agriculture, also that can have an impact in our health.
Yeah, see, I like that. I like that nutrition communicates with the body. That's it's so important for you to understand, because it's one of the, it understands. Now, what your mind tells your body may or may not struggle to understand, but food is substance, and it's broken down into its basic forms. And so, you know, chemistry is the body's language, and that is exactly what's going on when you're eating and you're allowing these processes to happen, right?
Absolutely. Take a look at a universe. How the colors they are being set in the universe. You have a primary colors are red, yellow, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then without one of those three primary colors, we cannot get other colors. Red mixed with the yellow give us what? An orange?
Yes.
And then when we mix the yellow with the blue, what it's going to get? The green?
Mm-hmm.
From there, we got our 7 spectrums. And then that's the birth of those colors. Well, it's the same analogy in nutrition. Our body needs also the 3 fundamental cornerstone of the nutrition, which they are protein, carbs, and fat. And then, you know, doctor, how much fed in the media about diet, so, you know, cut fat. But the fat, it's the most important food.
Yes.
You have to eat a right fat, though.
Yes. Your fat is extremely important for your nervous system because a lot of the sheaths on your nerves are made of, you know, you need those components.
Oleic acid.
Yes, and conduction of the electronic signals that your brain sends to your muscles. Like, all of that needs all of those chemicals and reactions to be around it in order to support the function, right?
Right. And then also the acid that comes from the fat, those, they are important to protect us and prevent either cancer, help diabetes, help all kind of inflammation in our body.
Mm-hmm.
If we stripped all this fat from the food and replace it with sugar, that doesn't help anyway, because we are getting our body a very high carbs that we don't need. They
you
are
mean
not
processed,
healthy.
Processed sugars, right?
Well,
or do you mean like all? You mean like even like the all natural fruit juices? You're talking about too much.
Too much, it's too much.
Okay.
I like the moderation.
Okay.
You know, even honey, it's good.
Yes.
Sugar, but you cannot have a pound of honey.
That's very true.
You know, you cannot have a olive oil, too much of anything.
Yes, that's very true. It's a balance.
It's a balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those, they are very important. We need to understand to eat a colorful meal. Has vegetables.
Yes.
And then vegetables, what they are going to play? To play calories.
Yes.
You know, a small amount of meat. You know, back in the before 50s, Americans, they used to eat a only 4 ounce burger.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much now?
Eight pounds.
You know, and then you eat 2 or 3 a day.
Yeah.
That means it's over... overloaded with
over-consuming meat,
yes.
Under-consuming vegetables.
Right.
I hear you say colors. Colors have the different phytonutrients. So
right.
You need, that's another reason why you need the variety, because
yep.
Variety in your diet gives your body variety
right.
Physiologically. And you need a lot of different things in order to protect yourself and to stay healthy.
Yes. And then you remember the last time when we were talking about the homeostasis
mm-hmm.
and physiology. Also, we have those cornerstone in there, which pH right, temperature right, and oxygen tension right, and then an alkaline body never gets cancer or even sick. Well, how can we get the alkaline to our body? So we have to focus on an alkaline food.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the list of acidic food included meat. When we have people who already has inflammation, they cannot have meat.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it has a lot of acidic compound, especially if the meat is processed or it's preserved for a life shelf
mm-hmm.
or things like that. It's why I got the question all the time, what can I eat as far protein? If I need protein, carbs, and fat, well, the fat always, I like olive oil, chia seed oil,
mm-hmm.
hemp seeds oil. They are high in protein.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a smoothie and then you put chia seed, flaxseed, it's high in omega-3, the best of omega-3 fatty acids. And then how we can replace the protein from the meat? It's in vegetables. The
yes.
most of heavy leaves, green leaves, they have this high protein,
mm-hmm.
Cilantro, parsley, cod, kale, spinach, mixed greens, seeds like chia seeds, hemp seeds, flax seeds, all those, they have protein. Nuts like almonds, cashews, those, they are high in nuts. And then the formula of the protein compound in those foods are better than the source of meat protein.
Yes. Okay. It's only eaten like the sun and oxygen, the plant has, versus the animal that we eat pretty much whatever they have eaten or what their typical diet is. I think this is one of the problems with our meats now being overprocessed is what is the food that we eat or the meat that we eat, what are they eating? And that's very important because you would think that it would need to be similar to put similar things in our body.
Right. And then
for us, right?
Absolutely. We are humans, and then we are made from bacteria. Mm-hmm. And then the same way how the other meats they are made from. And then we have this interaction of proteins in our body. Mm-hmm. And then they are so hard to digest. See, when you eat a meal, you need 4 hours to digest the meal. If you are full with vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds and then grains, if possible, there is also what I said, no one diet fits everyone.
Yes.
Everybody has his own DNA. Everybody has his own fingerprint. And then everybody should focus on what it comforts them. And then before we have DNA tests to understand foods that they aggravate the health of individuals, mm-hmm. we used to run a elimination diet for almost 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll give them a group of foods that they need to eat with a kind of observation, how you feel when you eat those. And then everybody come with different reactions.
Mm-hmm.
People, they will be like, I feel great this week. And then other people will be like, hey, I've been in trouble. I was bloating. And then they eat only the good food, tomato, some turkey, some vegetables. Even in a good food, we have our body reading this language if they are going to accept this food or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's true. And I think kind of to backtrack just a little bit, the things you talk about as far as being able, what are these indicators that you are allergic? Because a lot of people are unaware that they have a food sensitivity and it might not be a full-blown anaphylactic, response. So we are going to go to commercial. As you can see, we're getting right into it.
Sure. Yes, right.
But we got to take a little break. Thank you for listening to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light. See you in a little bit. Welcome back to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light. Thank you for listening. And I would do my little whole introduction again, but I'm trying to save these minutes because we are talking about health and wellness this morning. And we got a lot of good information that we want to get to you guys and answer your questions. And so we're going to start this segment with a caller. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody, and hello to you, Kiss. How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
I would like your guest to answer, what is his opinion of these keto diets that we're seeing mm-hmm. and all the changes from basically the major food groups that we should be consuming? I eat a lot more vegetables, and I eat lean meat, chicken, and fish, but we've got people keto just gorging on keto diets, stuff like that. Is it because we've started off so bad as a society, our portions are so big, now we're flipping to the other side to try to lose weight or come down? I always thought you're still supposed to have a balanced diet of, like you said, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins and things like that. It just seems like now everybody's trying to get away from bread and everything else. I eat bread, but I burn it. What I eat, I burn. So mm-hmm. what happened to that theory? What we eat, we burn. And let's do you off the air. Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Well, we don't burn the food the same way. Your metabolic, it's not my metabolic. Diets, it's not something that we should give to everyone. Because like what I said earlier, everybody has his own metabolic rate. The BMR, and then no diet fits everyone. That's for sure. The fads that's in the market, every time we come with, this is keto, this is high carb, this is low carb, this is low fat, this is high protein. I think this is all a fad and a business, commercials and things like that. What I believe to, it's a customize your own diet. See how you feel when you eat something. Like before, we have a DNA test to give us an indication of 180 foods, how they react in your body, because there is difference between allergies and sensitivities. Allergy, when you eat something, they have an immediate reaction. But when you have sensitive to something, it doesn't affect you. It's just you eat it for a long time, and then one morning you wake up sick. What happened to me? That the accumulation of those sensitivities that you are having for long term. This is how we see physiology. Bread is a myth in bread because it contains gluten. But our research, they are so limited on this topic. You go to convention doctor, they will measure or put some lab about gliadin. Gliadin, it's the protein connected to wheat only. But you, do you know how many protein, gluten protein in foods included corn, included barley, included potato, there are so many research we need to go to do more to understand the protein glutens. But what I can tell you today is our body, you know, we are not all celiac disease. We are not all gluten sensitivities. Everybody is different. I hear that there is only statistics for 14% in the American population that they are gluten sensitivity. Doesn't mean I will put a gluten forbidden for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is some people, they eat bread, they feel right, they metabolism, they process their bread.
Right.
Other people, it lead them to many diseases. It's why I'm not going to tell you this is what you need to eat for you, or this is keto diet, or low fat. This is just a fad in, mm-hmm. In the media. What I want you to focus on, eat a lot of vegetables, the most, because they digest quick.
So I will say that I've recently done the, I think a couple months ago, we did the keto diet in my household because we wanted to try it, and I was not a fan necessarily. I thought it put too much emphasis like on eating meat. Oh, I can eat as much meat as I want in on this diet. This is the greatest diet. I'm like, this is gonna be easy. Like eggs, sausage, like all the things that you would think a meat lover would love about this diet. And I did not like it. I thought there was not a good balance of the three proteins, the fats, the carbs. There's not a good balance of that in that diet. And so any diet, in my opinion, that doesn't promote that sort of balance in any which way, that you, it's just too much of one thing. And so I actually found myself being like, I want some set, like, where are the vegetables? Pile the vegetables on it. Now, the overconsumption of the processed sugars, though, that was a beneficial part of that diet, in my opinion, knowing how much carbs, how much sugar is in what, being aware. Now, that the education part of it, I think that's one thing that we don't harp on enough as doctors, as teachers in school, because, I mean, I don't even know if kids learn about their bodies really like the way they used to. I mean, I know that my health education was pretty limited to PE, and I didn't really get, I mean, definitely know like home ed or, you know, anything, but that's something we're getting away from. But anyway, we're just to be aware, and the knowledge is what I'm saying about what you're putting in your body and the balance that you need to have in order to have an efficient working system to operate like a fine luxury car. You know, that's how you should want to operate. And so think about the fuel you're putting in your body, right?
Right. And then everyone different than the other person.
Yes.
Thing, because just look at it as a genetically speaking. We have as humans four groups or four types of blood.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a type A, type B, type AB and type O. And then ask your doctor what type of blood, and then go online, check it for your blood type. And then here, Dr. Peter Dedamo, I admire him. He's one of the leading in health and wellness. And then his dad, probably James Dedamo, started the research back in the 30s. And it's give us a little bit of awareness of why type A people, they cannot eat the same food what type B eat, for example, because those type of blood of those people, they digest those food easier than the other people. And then this is how they did the research, basically. They put groups of people with type A and B and AB and O. And then, as we know, if I infuse the blood from A to B, I mean, they die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot do that. The only one O it's given, the giver, it's O.
Yes, the universal donor.
The universal donor. Well, if this blood is affecting the other human being, how about the nutrition in this blood?
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense to me. I think that I'm excited because in these upcoming months, I will be trying a blood type diet with Dr. Senteezy. And I'm excited because that makes a lot of sense based on chemistry. If you're looking at the body, now it's so funny because a lot of people don't consider alternative health and wellness professionals like myself, chiropractors or acupuncturists, to be science-based. But looking at this is biochemistry, and I don't know what is more science-based than biochemistry, right?
It is biochemistry.
When it comes to your body, yes.
And then also we narrow that to a test what we call a food inflammation test.
Yes.
And then this test, it's test 480. Let's say you are a type O, and then you follow this diet of O, and then you eliminate all those foods that they affect the O blood type. Then if you want to customize yours, even you are O, you go for the test that we offer called food inflammation test. We measure the antibodies, IgG, for reaction, 1-4, and then we see. I give you an example. We have a lot of case studies on those tests. An allergy, for example, we are going to see some people, they cannot eat watermelon or they cannot eat pineapple, or it's good food, but just for the specific person, it has a very high sensitivity.
Yes, it looks like we do have a caller. How you doing, William?
Good morning to both of you. I'm doing good. I'm calling in about eating, and so I eat a half of grapefruit every morning for my breakfast, and also I have those that tell me, even my doctor told me, that it will go against my medication that I take. But I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I can't tell no difference in it, whether it's bothering, you know, interact with my medication that I take. I don't see no reaction from it, you know, when I eat it and do my medication. And I do my medication right after I get through eating every morning, and my grapefruit is already in me, and my breakfast is already in me, and I eat eggs every day, and I make sure I eat my eggs every day. And so I just wanted to ask him if I'm doing any harm by not eating that, by eating that grapefruit every morning. Thank you.
Let me just real quick. Okay, so thank you for your call. I will say, as always, and as you know, you hear before the show comes on, you definitely want to check with your healthcare provider about your habits, especially when it comes to pharmaceutical interactions, because they interact with other drugs as well as the foods that you eat. And so, feeling good, I'm glad you feel good. I'll never be not glad that you feel good, because health is also a feeling first, right?
First.
But you want to make sure that the interactions, the chemical interactions that are going on with this grapefruit, with your prescriptions, it's not doing harm internally that you cannot feel right now, or that maybe you might eventually feel later on with long-term use. And so I think that might be what the doctor is where they're headed with that. I can't tell, but you know what? If you feel good, it's an open communication with your doctor.
Right.
And so you say, maybe you go in and you say, listen, I love my grapefruit in the morning and I feel good. I know this medicine may be the reason why, you know, tell me, is there something else that I can take that will not interact with the things that I love, you know, or the things that I want to keep? I don't know.
Well, your body will tell you. I think your body is telling you every day what's going on.
Yes.
You know, when you have a headache, when you have a rush, you have something, a strange feeling.
That's very
true. Your body is talking
to you. It's symptoms. We're going to talk about this when we come back from this commercial break. You're listening to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light. Welcome back to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light, sponsored by your Marion County Health Department. I am your hostess, Dr. Lauren Harden, owner of Body Mechanics Health and Wellness. This is a mobile chiropractic service, and associate of Dr. Kenneth Ackles. You can meet us up at 3266 North Meridian. That's where our office is. And come and see us. And I love when people come in and say they've been listening. So definitely come in. We're talking with Dr. Anas Sentezi this morning. We are talking functional medicine, round two for functional medicine, because 1 hour last week was not enough. And we are going to start this part off with a caller. Good morning. How you doing, ma'am?
Hey, how's it going? I like your show. I'm sorry that I missed you last week. The show is very educational. I want to ask the doctor, what is his opinion about seedless fruit? What is the effects of it, and should we be eating seedless fruit? And I take it off there. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a good question. Seedless fruit.
Seedless fruit.
Is that ain't natural? Is that natural? How? Tell me how.
How? It's a bioindividuality. We were talking about it again and again and again. It's a bioindividuality. Everybody has his own DNA, has his own reactions,
mm-hmm.
has his own, metabolic rate. It's immediate allergies. I know a lady with arthritis, and then she'd been suffering for a long time, and then the food that she was craving all the time, it's pineapples.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we ran the test, we find those pineapples, they are the one who's affecting everything.
Inflammation is flaring her up. And that's interesting, because pineapples are anti-inflammatory, typically.
Typically.
And so that is even more evidence about how you are just different, and your body is going to do what it does, what it wants to do, right?
Right. Another test. I give you another testimonial here. A lady with a severe asthma, redness in their nose, mm-hmm. always they're not breathing right, and then all seasons. And then her problem was watermelon. When the test came, we find watermelon. I talked to her. She said, oh, it's my favorite thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will eat watermelon every day, every day. I look for watermelon everywhere. And then that was the problem.
Okay.
And then this is why I don't recommend too many things for somebody until we get to a test.
Yes.
You know. We are not talking about bad or good food. They are all good foods, mm-hmm. but it's just the reaction, how our body take that metabolic rate. It affect metabolic. They affect the way how our IgG, IgA, the antibodies work. When that food it's inside, it's going to create the war
mm-hmm.
inside our body. It's like fighting.
And exactly.
Then our body fight back. This is how when we get sick, we lose our rate of the autoimmunity, and then the body is open for any kind of disease.
Yes. Okay, Doc, let me stop you right here. We got to take a little commercial break for yourself, because we have not given out your information yet. Why don't you tell us, how are we going to find you when you're not on Medically Speaking?
HolisticNutrition.com. It's the website that everybody should go and then visit.
Yes.
It's spelled as WHOLE.
Like whole, as in you are a whole person.
Yes.
WHOLE.
Whole mind, body, spirit.
Yes.
This is the way how I put the name WHOLESTIC to make it holistic and natural way, and nutrition.com. When you go there, there is a phone number. There is a calendar. You mm-hmm. can schedule a 15-minute free consultation on the phone. schedule it on there. I also post a 10 ways in 10 days program. It's a digital. I have a Facebook groups. I just ran a life group for my first time.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I want to just be out there for people, get those questions answered, and then help. The topic of functional medicine and is a very sensitive because nobody know about it yet.
Right.
And then this is why I love what I do, because I open also cooking classes to teach people how to cook a whole food, and then they avoid processed food and avoid to eat lunches. Just remember how our statistics in America used to be before the 50s. We were the healthiest people on the healthiest nation ever.
Yes.
You know, and then after 50s, 60s, and then everything hit after the 80s when we have this epidemic, high rate of cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's. And then we have now a serious problem to all of us, not only health providers, doctors, nutritionists, every single person. It's welcome to help this epidemic crisis.
Okay. Well, it looks like we have another caller with the question. Good morning. How you doing, Ruth?
Oh, I'm okay. I just wanted to ask if either of you know anything about trimenial neuralgia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That would be me, the chiropractor. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh, you know what? You should. I'm going to give you my information. And you can come see us in the office at 3266 North Meridian. I'm going to have you call. So make sure you keep listening for the number. And then we can definitely talk about that. Chiropractic does help because that is a nervous system issue.
Is that right? Okay.
Well, yes, ma'am.
I'll be listening.
All right. Thank you for calling, Ruth.
You're welcome.
Yes. And so with that nervous system issue, there will be a dietary supplementation like in all things and all diseases. So I don't know if everybody knows that, but every disease should have a nutritional component to help you improve the conditions, right?
Absolutely. Well, I will tell you something. I don't pay attention to the symptoms as far as a practitioner. I see the underlying causes. You know, like when we talk about diabetes, for example, diabetes type 2 diabetes, it's a blood sugar level are above normal. And then here you see that many people, they have the underlying different, can be toxicity, can be nutrition deficiencies, can be adrenals, can be stress. And then I will tell you the stress, it's the most important things that we should talk about next time when we are here.
Yes.
Because they are related to a neuron system connected to a sleep apnea, connected to any disease. Because when our cortisol is high, and then we want it to be high in the morning, of course, but when you come back home at night, you need more melatonin, not a cortisol.
Because you're trying to go to sleep. I mean, you don't need to be in stress. You don't need the fight or flight. You need to be relaxed and getting ready for sleep.
Right.
And that's what that does.
That's it. If those hormones, they are not balanced, yes, it can have any kind of disease on our body. That's in that's health. It's related to our lifestyle, the way how we eat, the way how we sleep, the way how we manage stress, and then the way our hormones they are working. If we are talking about just diabetes, let's take a look on a melatonin, what it's going to do. If we don't have it enough at night, it's going to affect the insulin resistance.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then what the relationship between sleep apnea and then a cortisol stress and a diabetes? Huge, very, very huge relationship.
Yes.
Are we going to take care of the insulin or are we going to take care of the underlying causes of that? This is what we come from. And then for your symptom, I think we need to figure out the underlying cause why you have this specific discomfort.
Yes, with all things. You should know, because if you don't find the underlying cause, then the problem will continue to persist.
Take medication and then mask your symptom.
You sure can. And so that's a good point. A lot of people realize that is what you're doing. You are masking your symptoms. You know, a lot of times, the medications will help you, stay in balance as far as your levels. If you are unable, what we talk about as far as health-wise requires a lot of discipline. It requires you to be ready. Dr. Santisi and I talk all the time about being mentally prepared and in the right space to receive any type of help or healing from any type of medical professional. And that's physically, that's spiritually, that's mentally. You have to be ready to in that place of change. And unfortunately for a lot of people, that comes after you're sick. That's just how it goes. You just, even a cold, you do not fortify your system beforehand. You let the cold come and then you're like, oh, I need to take this and this to make myself stronger, versus, you know, getting on an airplane is a good example of that. Sure. You want to take some type of vitamin C, or a lot of people take that Airbond. Mm-hmm. Beforehand, getting on a plane, because you're now in a space with a lot of breathable germs. Oh, don't get caught with a baby. But, you know, you want to make sure that you are fortified for whatever you might interact, the things that you can't see. And all health situations should be like that. You should think that this food that I put in my body today, this is going to, it might not be enough of a dose for a medicinal, you know, prescription, but a little bit over time, my body is going to get used to using this for what it needs to be used for.
Right.
And as long as you will interact and you will come into contact with germs, with disease, with, you know, toxins, as long as your body knows what to do and how to handle those things.
Of course.
You're not trying to eliminate. I mean, you want to make your environment as receptive as possible for your body. But you also want to make yourself strong so that whatever happens, you might have the best chance of fighting it off.
Right.
And so that, I mean, your program does a lot of that, because it's a memory thing. A lot of people talk about muscle memory and being able to, you know, remember motions. The body's physiology is very, very similar.
That's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Physiology, it's working for us.
Yes.
What we call a homeostasis and then all states.
Yes.
When we have a balanced homeostasis, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. You are in a full health. If there's homeostasis, they are not balanced, well, the all states are going to be unbalanced.
Yes.
Of course, because you have something, those cornerstone, that they are out of balance.
Yes.
Which pH, I repeat it again, it's a homeostasis, it's a physiology. pH, it's acidic versus alkaline. Your temperature, it's always 37 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
And then your oxygen tension, which your doctor needs to do in his office to figure out it.
Yes, how you use oxygen is very, very important.
And then it's kind of related to a blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same analogy. It's how our heart pump, and then how all this in out of oxygen in our heart. And then if we get enough oxygen in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the most important, but what I focus the most, it's a pH. If your body in a 7.3, every organ in your body work right and then a healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at, you know, people that they have any kind of disease, I think they are all acidic.
Mostly acidic. Disease is acidic. Okay.
Yeah. Anybody has a disease, it's acidic. Because go back to a Nobel Prize, and then I said it again and again because I love it. And then it does make sense in a medical journal. Back 32, 31, we had Dr. Otto who said an alkaline body never gets sick,
mm-hmm.
or even, you know, never get cancer or even sick. And then this is a Nobel Prize back in that time, which it's connected to our biochemistry, what we do today. As far as technology, we figure out why those people, they are sick. Well, because their body are acidic. And then how I help them, or you do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All holistic doctors probably will use the same analogy to bring the body from acidic to alkaline. How
yes.
we do that? We eliminate the acidic food, and then we replace it with an alkaline food, alkaline water. All the greens, they are alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
All the vegetables are alkaline.
I'm going to have you and Dr. Shaquan Eli on here to talk about alkaline and fasting and how that can improve your health as well. We had him on a few months ago.
Absolutely.
But I hate to interrupt you. I always
No problem.
But we definitely have to wrap it up. I want to give people another chance to get your and my contact information. I will let you go first because you are my guest.
Well, thank you so much. It's again, holisticnutrition.com. holisticnutrition.com. You go to the website and then check out, you know, what we do. Check our team. Also, we work with a combination of MD doctors and holistic coaches and functional medicine. We have our own labs, our own tests.